Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Wednesday, June the 20th. Is it going to rain today? I don't know. It feels that way. It feels very humid here in North Texas, but what come on? Isn't it the first day of June today, or is it tomorrow, June 20th or June 21st? I don't know. I mean, the first day of summer. Is it June 20th or June 21st? I'm not sure, but I can tell you, we've been living summer here for quite a few days. Today, we're going to talk about a post that I have coming out tomorrow about President Trump has decided to pull the United States out of the UN Human Rights Council. And I am elated that he's done that. It's about time that an American president stands up to this lousy organization called the UN Human Rights Council. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Down in Nicaragua, this is really interesting. Down in Nicaragua, Ortega is failing miserably. And there's now a town in Nicaragua that has decided basically to secede, if you will, from the federal government in Nicaragua. They want to run their own, basically their own town. They want to run it the same way. They're at war with Ortega, ironically. This hometown at one time was very much of part of the Ortega foundation as far as his power base. But they're angry with Ortega, and I can understand why. There's a lot of discontent down in Nicaragua. So we'll briefly talk about that. And we can now add Peter Fonda to the list of idiotic celebrities who have decided that the way they get back on the front page is to say something nasty about President Trump, his family, or his daughter, or whatever it may be. In this case, Peter Fonda, and I didn't even know this guy was still around, by the way, and I say that respectfully. I thought he was dead. But anyway, I guess he's still somewhere in California. Peter Fonda comes out and says something along the lines that he wants to grab the young Trump, their son, who I guess is 11, 12, I don't know how old he is, wants to grab him and throw him in a cage, I guess, like these undocumented immigrants or whatever you want to call them down in South Texas. Well, you know, I don't know how in the world these celebrities think. I mean, I know why they're doing it. It puts them back in the news. I mean, it's obvious that's why they're doing it. It puts them back in the news. I mean, had anybody heard of Peter Fonda? I had not heard of this guy in 10 years. So all of a sudden, he's back in the news. His face is on the front page. He'll probably be interviewed by MSNBC. I mean, you know, the guy is back in top of the world. The problem is that when you say something like that about the President of the United States or his family, you're going to get a visit from the Secret Service. And you know what? I wish the Secret Service would arrest one of these people one of these days. I wish the Secret Service would say, you know what? You're not supposed to do that. We're charging you with whatever crime, and we're going to take you in front of a judge. I think that somebody needs to set the example. These celebrities, first of all, they're not helping the Democrats. They're not helping the Democrats when they do these stupid things. On the contrary, they're hurting the Democrats. I mean, you've had now more than one Democrat coming out saying, hey, cut it out. You don't have to call Trump a Nazi. You don't have to use four-letter words to speak about him. You're not helping us when you do that. And I guess Peter Fonda is the latest not to hear that advice. But I like to see the Secret Service process somebody and say, you're not supposed to do that. And it's not only uncourteous, it's also illegal to do this. And I like to see somebody get arrested and at least set the example that you're not supposed to say things like this about anybody, or for that matter, the President of the United States. So I hope the Secret Service pays him a visit and makes good old Peter just a little bit uncomfortable after saying something stupid like that about the president's son or his wife. I mean, what a jerk, Peter Fonda. That's all I can say. What an absolute jerk. Let me begin, though, before we get to the UN story, I want to talk a little bit about what's happening here in the last 24, 48 hours with these family separation stories. President Trump this afternoon signed an executive order. I'm not exactly sure what the executive order is going to accomplish. He says that it's going to protect families. I'm okay with that. I don't like to see families separated either, so I'm not arguing on behalf of separating families. But I do believe that the laws of the United States have to be respected, And there is a way to apply for asylum in your country, or even if you come to the United States at a port of entry, you can formally apply for asylum. There's a way to do it. And if you come with your family, your whole family will be able to apply. But if you sent your kids first, as apparently has happened quite a bit, and then you run into the country, you sneak into the country, and now you're in the country illegally, I guess trying to unite with your children, well, that's not going to be accepted. It should not be accepted. And I just, you know, I would like to see us get back to a time when the border was respected. I am in favor of working out things with people who are here. If you've been here living a long time and you want to settle and pay a fine and go through a certain process, you know, I'm willing to work with people who've been here a long time. I'm willing to work with them. The majority of them are hardworking people who are trying to make a living and they're not getting into any trouble. So I'm willing to give some concessions to those people. But if you keep coming into the country illegally, at some point we have to say, you know what? It's the law of the land. You're not going to come into the country illegally. If you want to apply for asylum, here's a way to do it. You go to the point of entry or back in your country. There's a consulate. There's an embassy. Apply for asylum. And I just think the whole thing has collapsed, if you will. And we have right now a chaotic situation, which is really the byproduct of the 8 years of President Obama, when I think a lot of the immigration laws were basically used to pander to the Mexican Americans and Hispanic groups in the United States, primarily Mexican Americans, with the objective of getting the turnout, getting people to turn out to vote. And it really didn't work, but that was the objective. That's what they were trying to do. So my point is, okay, fine, if you want to pass an executive order saying that you can keep families together, okay, I can deal with that. But at some point, if you come into the country illegally, we've got to get the word out that you're not going to come in and stay. You're going to come in, you're going to get arrested, and you're going to be deported. And we have got to start doing that, sending that message down to Central America, which is where the problem is, sending the word out there that, no, you have to come legally or you're not going to be accepted. And if you send your children, we're going to send your children back. Something has got to be done because the situation of the border right now is total chaos. And we as a country have a right to have a border. We have a right to have a border. And right now, we have a border, but too many people think they can cross it without any kind of penalty. And that is simply unacceptable, totally, completely unacceptable. We're going to take a little break. We're going to talk about the U.S. and the U.N. on the other side. But right now, I want you to hear from my friend Carlos Geddes.
This is Carlos Geddes Harpy. I would like to see you guys this Saturday night at Sisiki's at the Star, located at 6765 Winning Drive in Frisco. I'll be performing instrumental high-energy music at 6:30 until 9:30 p.m. Make your reservation today at 972-377-2276. Remember, Sisiki's at the Star is the place to hang out on Saturday night. For upcoming dates, look for me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
And we have a link to Carlos' website right there in the show information. Under the show description, you'll see a link to his website right there. You know, we say happy number 76 to Brian Wilson. Brian Wilson, who along with his brothers Carl and Dennis and a couple of buddies, Mike Love and Al Jardine, they started the Beach Boys. My gosh, how long ago was that? Early 60s? They became one of the great groups of rock and roll. And Brian Wilson was in many ways a creative genius of the Beach Boys. So many great songs. Wouldn't It Be Nice? Good Vibrations, of course, I guess is probably the one that he's best known for. But just some great stuff that they put together many, many years ago. So Brian Wilson, happy number 76. His brothers, Dennis. Dennis, I think, died about 20 years ago in an accident. And Carl passed away, I think, a year ago. Mike Love and Al Jardine are still around. But they're just a great group, the Beach Boys. And Brian Wilson was the creative genius of the Beach Boys. So happy number 76 to Brian Wilson. Well, I mentioned that I have a post coming out tomorrow, Thursday, about the United States and the UN Human Rights Council. You know, when you say UN Human Rights Council, it sounds good. I mean, it sounds like a good idea. It sounds like something we should be doing. After all, shouldn't we monitor human rights violations around the world? So you present it that way, and people go, okay, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. But then you get into the United Nations Human Rights Council, and you've got countries like Cuba, North Korea, Libya, Venezuela, and so on. I mean, the countries that are the biggest violators of human rights are sitting in this council, and it just makes a mockery out of the whole thing. It's a total, complete joke. So the United States has finally decided to pull out of that council, and I'm so happy that we did, because the UN Human Rights Council is nothing but a travesty, and it's nothing but a group of countries who spend their entire day either criticizing the United States or criticizing Israel. Now, I don't know if Israel is still a member. I don't know. I do know that it seems like half of the stuff that this council does is criticize the United States, and the other half is criticize Israel. I mean, these are some of the most outrageous violators of human rights in the world, and they have the gall to criticize the United States. I remember when we had that case up in Missouri, you know, with a police officer and that young man, Michael Brown, who was killed, that, you know, you had this UN Human Rights Council giving lectures to the United States on police brutality. I mean, come on. Give me a break. Venezuela teaching us about police brutality. Cuba telling us about police brutality. I mean, come on. Give me a break. So I'm delighted. I'm delighted that President Trump has said, we're out of there. We're not going to play this game anymore. Now, the next step, I mentioned this in my article, the next step is that maybe we should look at the UN. Maybe we should look at the UN and say, do we really want to be in the UN? You know, when the UN was put together right after World War II, I think the treaty was finally ratified in either 1945 or 1949, one of those two. But anyway, it was in the atmosphere of the days after the war. And I think there were many people who had seen the failure of the League of Nations and said, well, maybe we can come up with something better. Maybe we can come up with something where we can at least contain these wars around the world and you know, maybe prevent another world war. Well, has the United Nations really done that? I mean, we've had all kinds of wars, and we have this idiotic UN Security Council where one member can veto the whole thing. So it just becomes, frankly, a waste of time. Now, I love the work that Nikki Haley is doing as UN ambassador. She's doing a fantastic job. I love the job that she's doing. But nevertheless, I mean, she's up against a body of countries who are just reckless and irresponsible. And why we're even in this thing, I don't know. So what I like an idea that Senator McCain came up with many years ago when he was running for president, the idea that maybe we put together a group of countries that are democracies, and maybe the way you get in is by proving that you have a democratic country, proving that you have elections or at least a certain amount of personal freedom or freedom of the press or whatever. And that's the standard we should use to put together some kind of a group of nations that actually can have a UN Human Rights Council. But the way it is right now, it's nothing but a joke. And the biggest joke, of course, is that the United States is paying 22%, I've seen as high as 27% of the dues. So, I mean, that's just a joke. That's just a joke. So, Mr. President, good job on the UN Human Rights Council. Let's think about pulling out of the whole thing and maybe turning the UN building in New York into a nice little hotel there with that view of the river. I bet that'd be a pretty popular hotel, I bet. I would think so. Thank you for listening. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, and we'll talk to you the next time. And I think we're going to get some rain tonight. So, well, we always use rain in Texas, so I'm not going to complain. Bye-bye, everybody.